You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I said you'd hear from Travis Benjamin. That's later today, actually. That's tonight on the Coach Mike Pettine Coach's Show. He sat down with Andrew Gribble. You'll hear from him then. Barkevious Mingo returned to practice yesterday, practicing again today, and he spoke with the media about his return to the field.
Well, I feel like to get back out there.
Yeah, can you pop up? Thanks.
I feel really good to get back out there. Got to do that, too. I feel really good to be back out there moving around with the team and just feel happy to get out of the training room.
Do you feel you fell behind at all, or were you able to just keep it?
I think that's when it falls back on players when they're injured to get better in the meeting room. Make sure you're paying attention to what's going on. Make sure you get every coaching point. And just prepare as if you're going into the game.
Is opening day a realistic possibility for you?
I'm out here every day just to make sure that I can be able to play if I'm called to. Ultimately, that decision's on the trainers and our coaches. And we'll see how we go from there.
How would you feel, though? Do you feel like that's a possibility for you?
It's 2 weeks away or a week away. Yeah. If I had my choice, I'd be out there.
Yeah.
We'll see how everything progresses in the coming week or week, however long we got.
Just to be clear, Thursday is not a possibility, right? Chicago?
It's that decision's come down to the coach and our trainer. Those guys work hand in hand to make sure everybody that needs to be on the field will be on the field.
Had the knee been bugging you, or is it a kind of like one-time thing that you did do?
It was just happened on a play at practice. And caught it fast and fixed it fast and recovered fast, hopefully.
Do you think maybe you got your injury out of the way early this year? I mean, you've had some bad luck.
Yeah, wood.
Well, I'm not on that.
So, hopefully.
What do you envision your role being this year, in year two of this defense?
To help out wherever I can, if that's dropping in coverage, rushing the passer, sky's the limit.
Do you think that we haven't seen the best of Kiki yet here in since you've been here?
I feel comfortable in this defense. I know year two will be a better year, definitely. But knowing the defense and getting comfortable with the playbook and everything, knowing my role, I think it this year could be a good one.
Any part of you frustrated? I mean, you had the lung as a rookie, the shoulder in week one last year, and this interferes with your training camp. I mean, does that eat at you that, you know, these things kind of pop up at the start of every season?
I mean, injuries happen. It's just up to the player on how they handle it. You can sit in the back of the classroom and sulk and not pay attention to coaching points and do all that stuff and not try to get better as fast as you can, or you can go out there and make sure you get those coaching points and you're pushing in the training room and you're getting that limb or whatever stronger and getting ready to play and preparing mentally as if you're going to play from week to week. So, I mean, I feel like I've done that and I'll be ready whenever.
How do you keep yourself from sulking and getting down then? How do you adopt that mindset to do the right thing?
I mean, we just play like a Brown. I mean, you prepare like a Brown. And I mean, that's how you have to approach it.
The team invested a lot of resources in the defensive line in the offseason. What have you been impressions of kind of new?
Those guys are doing their job. They're doing what they've been brought in to do. And that's to hold those double teams, knock back, separate, make plays, and they're doing a great job so far as I can tell.
You see, I know Paul had a big year last year, but it looks like he's playing. Am I fitting it in? It looks like he's carried that over to this preseason. Just can you talk about what kind of impact Paul Cruz has on this defense?
I mean, Paul's a phenomenal player. He's a phenomenal coach as well. I mean, when I first got here, he was one of the guys that really got me going in the right direction. Taught me how to study, taught me how to approach the game as a professional. And I mean, and like you said, he's carried that over. He's making plays. If he's not making a play, he's doing something beneficial to help the team. So it's he's doing his job.
That's Barkevious Mingo. Team hopes to have him ready to go when they open the season against the Jets. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go around the league here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.